Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We are Baltimore Positive. It's going to be tough to be positive in this one. Ravens eliminated on Sunday night by the Buffalo Bills. Luke Jones is here joining us. We're going to be doing a cup of soup or bowl, all of it brought to you by the Maryland Lottery. I will not have Ravens scratch-offs to give away. The season is over. There will be six lucky winners, and we'll talk to John Martin and Seth Elkin about that a little later on this week. I will be writing about Mark Andrews hiding from the media and how that's cool or not cool in Buffalo. In a general sense, we're going to talk a lot about the offseason and about cleaning out lockers and about who goes where and why and Todd Monken and who's getting a job. And Todd Monken and Ben Johnson are now readily available. And suddenly Cliff Kingsbury has work to do this week. So it is a weird Final Four to see Philadelphia and Washington together. I didn't even know that was possible. Like, I forgot Washington could compete like this. And now we're going to sit here and suck our violet thumbs for another 51 weeks, 53 weeks, whatever long it's going to take to find out that they're not going to the Super Bowl next year. Because, Luke, they're not going to the Super Bowl this year. And you're not going to the Super Bowl this year. I'm not. I made all these plans to go to New Orleans. I had the Natchez rename. They were going to call it the Nasty Natchez. We were going to go out on the boat. We were going to do it all. You and I, like, I had to taste the barbecue on my tongue after Kansas City won on Saturday. Let's go through the game. I mean, we're going to have plenty to go through with Mark Andrews hiding in the, from what's left of the media. I'm sure Jameson had really tough questions after he apologized for asking them. I don't know what to make of this other than the national media will pile on. There'll be plenty of time for that. There'll be an honors session down in New Orleans where Lamar will get his third trophy or not, and it won't matter. Doesn't matter to him, I don't think. Certainly doesn't matter today. They came up small on the biggest stage, and champions don't do that.
Yeah, I mean, what do you want me to say? It's absolutely the truth, and I think the difference between this game and some of their previous playoff losses, where they wouldn't move the ball well. There were games where Lamar just didn't play well, really, from beginning to end. I mean, this wasn't that in the sense that they moved the ball, and they scored points and they were good on third down, and they were two of three inside the red zone, although certainly being goal to go from the two and coming away with a field goal hurt. The play calling, this wasn't refusing to run the ball like last year. And you can point to a play here or there, right? But I thought, to their credit, Buffalo came out and did a good job against Derrick Henry in the first half, right? I mean, they, especially those first couple drives, even though the Ravens marched down the field on their opening drive, they didn't do anything on first down. I mean, Buffalo stopped the Ravens on first down on that first drive. It was the Ravens converting on third down and making plays otherwise. I mean, Buffalo clearly sold out to sell the or stop Derrick Henry early on. I think they played much more man coverage and blitzed more than certainly they did back in week four. I mean, that really went against tendency as far as that defense, but the Ravens scored points in the second half. Lamar had an excellent second half, but too many
I felt like
mistakes.
they fell into the groove of running the ball in the second half and into the cold and had shaken off the chill of the mistakes earlier in the
Yeah.
game. And here came the rally, right? The defense rallied to force the field goal, right? I mean, like, because it looked like the Bills were going in. It looked like the Bills were going in to me. They're at home. They're running downhill. They got Josh Allen. And they inexplicably threw the ball, right, at one point, right? So, like, I when – you want to run the ball there, right? Like, run it, run it, run it, run it. I don't know. The Bills got away with it. They won. They got away with it. Their defense got backed up on a two-point conversion, had a play breakdown, let a three-time Pro Bowler go wide open to the sticks, let Lamar get out, get open, couldn't get enough pressure on him. Boom. Tie ball game, right? I mean, let's not praise the Bills in the aftermath of this, right? Like,
Well,
they allowed the Ravens in the game. I mean, no, I'm just saying, like,
right.
the
Well,
Bills
sure.
didn't take it to the Ravens. Ravens kicked the ball around. They threw the ball around. Like they gave the game away in the end, literally. And Tucker didn't even have to miss a kick.
Yeah, I mean, look, Buffalo played a cleaner football game, though. I mean, not perfect, right? And as I said, I kind of
Well, the
thought
Ravens are
going,
good,
yeah,
right?
right. I mean, that's and Buffalo's good, right? I mean, Buffalo, they scored points in the first half, and it wasn't all on the defense, obviously, because of the long fumble return. But I mean, let's face it, that call on Tre'Davious White, that PI call on 3rd and 5, that was a bad call. You know, that was tough. I mean, but things like that are going to happen over the course of 60 minutes, right? And, you know, but the defense held Buffalo to 6 points in the second half. And, you know, to your point, they were down at the goal line. And I mean, the game could have been over there and they stopped Josh Allen on 3rd down. Well, I thought it was a curious play call. You know, I thought it was a situation where why wouldn't you just, you know, instead of getting cute and, you know, with your formation and everything, just have your 250-pound Ben Roethlisberger-like quarterback just take the snap and barrel ahead as he's done all year long for them. But, you know, I mean, again, we talk about everything that happened over the course of 60 minutes, and it comes down to, I mean, Mark Andrews has to catch the ball. You know, we're going to sound like a broken record all offseason about this. We're going to talk about it in the regular season, and we're going to talk about it next January. You've got to catch the ball in that spot. It's that simple. And you
And
can't.
you have to show up at your locker afterward when
Sure.
fans line up to sign auto pay you for your autograph, and you've made tens of millions of dollars. You're a Pro Bowler. You're one of the faces. You want to come out and be honored as the Ring of Honor, like all of that. You can't hide from Jameson Hensley and Jeff Zrebeck on a 10-degree night when the season's. You can't hide. Bad enough that I've been thrown out or I would have been there, right? But this is the reason you're there on behalf of the fans is to answer questions and to be accountable. Integrity, accountability, humility, gratitude. Boom.
Well, I'll go back to what I said in a previous segment. My rule of thumb is if your teammates are going to be asked about you after the game, then but because even if he talks, other guys are going to be asked about. I mean, it's, you know, it was the game-ending play right there. The rule of thumb for me is if your teammates are going to be asked about you, you need to be available to the media then, right? Don't make your teammates have to talk for you alone. Anyway, but it just, you know, I, again, everything that happened in that game up until that point, and it's a 60-minute ball game, and Lamar took accountability for his two turnovers in the first half. I mean, Lamar's two turnovers in the first half is a big reason why they were down 11 points, right? And I get it. The interception, Buffalo did not score, but changed the field position. And when you lose possession of the football, that means you can't score any points on that possession. So it costs you, regardless of whether, you know, the opponent comes right back and scores off of that turnover. So, you know, they needed a better Lamar Jackson in the first half. They got a great Lamar Jackson in the second half. Mark Andrews didn't make amends, right? I mean, Mark Andrews' chance to make amends, it may never come in this spot again. Who knows? You know, I mean, I think there's probably an interesting conversation to be had there as Isaiah Likely is entering the final year of his rookie contract. But we'll have plenty of time to talk about
Well, he
that.
caught the big one.
Yeah, exact. But you know, so there's a conversation for that, and we'll get to that. But you know, it just comes down to it. Your stars need to be stars in the biggest moment, and you know, it wasn't a perfect game for Lamar Jackson, and I'm sure that the national talking heads will, you know, they'll talk about that all off season. They'll talk about that all next regular season. They'll talk about that as he is accepting his third MVP award in a couple weeks. But
You think he's going to win, by the way? Just as
yeah,
a stupid thing.
absolutely. Go look at the. Generally speaking, unless
So the Josh Allen thing was a media thing made up by whomever, whoever the
no,
Barstool guys are or whatever, like that was really the way this was going to get voted when it came down to it.
I mean, I not necessarily, because I think in early December, when you're talking about like when the Ravens lost to the Eagles and went into the
Okay,
bye
fair enough.
week,
10 days before Christmas.
I
Okay.
think Josh Allen was that guy at that point. And then, but you looked at the final three or four games, you know, Josh Allen didn't have great statistical performances. Kind of, the Bills kind of had that weird win against the Patriots where they were sleepwalking through the first 2.5 quarters.
Body of work is 41-4 and
Yeah,
900 yards, even though the
yeah.
season's over at this point.
But the big tell is, and you know, you look at the AP All-Pro voting, Lamar was first team, Josh Allen was second team. Unless the AP voters are going to throw a big curveball and name Saquon Barkley MVP, which I don't think is going to happen. It's Lamar, and it should be Lamar. Lamar is the best player in football in the regular season, as he has been for 6 years now. Right? I mean, Patrick Mahomes in the regular season has a couple MVPs, but January's been a different story. January's been a different story for
It's
this
an
football
amazing
team.
sport, right, in that way that like everybody just pisses on Mahomes. He's going to be playing at home this week. He's going to be in the game in the fourth quarter, and they have a chance to go to another Super Bowl, and they've only really lost once all year. And
And it's ho
hey,
hum, right?
well,
Because they don't
Brady
blow anyone
became ho
out, right?
hum 4, 5, 6 years into it too. You know, it becomes boring. When it, I mean, Steph Curry got boring until they changed their what are those pajamas that the Warriors are wearing? But it, you know, became boring until oh, it's over, boom, it's over. You know, Tom Brady, you're over. You know, like the
You're
Mahomes things,
lovable.
we're in the
You're
middle of
lo
the Mahomes thing. It's not over. We're in the middle of the Lamar thing, and it hasn't pissed a drop.
I mean,
Seriously.
it's frustrating as can be because you see how great of a player he is. You see how great this football team has been in the regular season. I think I saw the stat. I can't remember the exact wording of it, but in terms of the number of wins they've had over the last 6 years, I think the only team that has eclipsed them is, I want to say it was the Colts from, what was it, 99 through 05, I think it was. And I mean, it's the same story. I mean, Lamar is, I say this as both frustrating, but also as a silver lining to remind that he still has a lot of football to play. Again, assuming relatively good health in the way that anyone needs that to have a long career, he's kind of at the same point Peyton Manning was in 2005. And it was the same deal. The Colts were this great team in the regular season, even some years where they were an absolute juggernaut, and they'd be sitting at home for the Super Bowl. And Tom Brady, or, in the case of 05, it was Roethlisberger and the Steelers as a wild card team beating them. And, you just look at it and you just say, what it's got to give here? What do we need to do here to break through? And, I think it really is as frustrating and as simple as you just got to get back on the grind next year. I mean, it's, the team's going to look different, all that. We'll get into that. We'll have plenty of time to talk about the off season, but you just look at this thing and, what's it going to take? They've been the number one seed. They've now been the number three seed and tried to go on the road. And as much as the two turnovers in the first half hurt and Lamar wasn't as good in the first half, he was really good in the second half. Defense wasn't as good in the first half. The defense was really good in the second half. I mean, 6 points. You're not going to shut out the Bills. So, and again, it comes back to one of your multi-time Pro Bowl, future Ring of Honor stars of your team choked in the fourth quarter. I mean, let's call it what it is. Mark Andrews choked. I mean, if there's a definition for choke, that was choke. I think that term gets thrown around too liberally in the context of when a team just loses, but I mean, I'll give Teron Johnson some credit, or no, Terrell Bernard, sorry, who on the forced fumble. I mean, he made a great play, but you can't lose that football there. I mean, you can't fumble the ball there. You're at a point where you're into Bills territory and you're knocking on field goal range at the very least, with just under 9 minutes to go. But I mean, the 2 point drop, that was completely unforced, right? I mean, just catch the ball. Lamar threw a pillow soft pass that a high school kid would be expected to catch. There's no one around him. I get it. It's a slick field and the elements, but catch the ball. Hit you right in the belly. Catch it. We're going to sound like a broken record. I mean, people are going to get there. We
Well,
should
it's
keep.
interesting because even then they were going to give the Bills a chance to get back down the
Well,
field.
sure. I mean,
So, you know, the
right.
drama of it would have been, who knows? Roquan Smith pops the ball out, Tucker hits a 50-yard field goal, and the Ravens win. I mean, that like
Or
it,
the Bills get stopped. You play for overtime. You win the coin toss, and Derrick Henry and Justice Hill and Lamar run 10 times for 70 yards and a touchdown. Game over. Buffalo doesn't even touch the ball if you get a stop at the end of regular. But you don't know. But you'd at least like to have the chance, Right? You'd at least like to tie the game up there and at least play it out. I mean, it's excruciating. It really is. I mean, you can't. I made the point. You know, we brought up Billy Cundiff and Lee Evans in our previous discussion. That was the championship game, so I understand. You know, the stakes were higher there, but you know, Lee Evans. Go look at how many passes Lee Evans caught all year. I mean, he barely played. He was hurt most of the year and wasn't very good. Billy Cundiff was, you know, kind of banged up at the end of the year. I think he had a calf issue or something like that off the top of my head, and had kind of struggled. And you've pointed out, you know, the clock management there. I mean, he still needs to make that kick, but you know, those are bit players. This has been a foundation player for you the last 6 years, you know, and you know, if Lamar throws a pick or Andrews doesn't catch a 50-50 ball that kind of gets popped up in the air and picked off or something like that, you know, that's a different category. Even the fumble, as I said, Terrell Bernard makes it, you know, he stripped him. You know, made a good play. He at least acknowledged the defensive player make having a part in that, even if you got to protect the football there. But the drop, I mean, doesn't get any worse than that in terms of just unforced. I mean, you just got to catch it. There's no one in his line of vision, and no one tipped the ball. He wasn't hit by anyone. Catch the ball. And we're, you know, to your point, maybe we are talking about Josh Allen leading the Bills down the field in the last minute 33 to, you know, to win the game. Or maybe we are talking about the Bills winning it in overtime. Or who knows? Justin Tucker might have had a chance to make a kick in overtime and he misses it. And we're talking about that. I mean, you know, there so many things could have happened from that point, but it's over. Right there. I mean, short of recovering an onside kick, it's over at that moment in time. And it's excruciating. It's such a difficult way to have your season end. And
Well, a lot of things went into this. You know, Luke Jones is here, Baltimore Luke. We're going to be out on the internet at 1570 all week, and we were planning on going to Kansas City. I had made New Orleans plans. We're doing a cup of Super Bowl beginning 2 weeks from now, brought to you by the Maryland Lottery. We're going to be feeding local people, doing important work here. That touchdown right before halftime. You talk about wind out of the sails a little bit and allowing that to happen. That to me, and then the fact that they answered in the third quarter by playing defense, you know, getting back in the game. But it felt like they were playing uphill the whole game. And when Lamar fades right to find Mark Andrews in the end zone with a minute left to go, and it's going to all get level set, all the turnovers, the mistakes, all of that was going to get level set. It is telling, and most people thought, like, well, the Ravens could afford mistakes and could get back into the game because people thought the Ravens were the better team all along. The way people spoke about them as a complete unit, the GOAT in Justin Tucker in the end was going to come through for them. In the end, you know, Harbaugh, who's going to the Hall of Everything, according to Tony Romo, they just had all of this pedigree and everything that went wrong at the end of the evening. Pillow soft throw, as you said. I'm going to steal that when I write my letter to Mark Andrews about accountability, and to who much is given, much is expected. They almost level set everything. Like, really, right? All the mistakes of the whole season would have been level set. All the penalties, all the everything. All you had to do is catch the ball, and it's an even season with a minute left to go. We send our defense out and play for a chance to go to Kansas City. That's how close it was because they didn't play a great game. You know, we could sit here and talk about Mark Andrews and blame it all on him and blame, like, all of that. But the Lamar pick, the Lamar fumble, the Andrews drop, just in general, a couple penalties that could have gone either way in some cases. It wasn't their finest hour, but they gave themselves a chance to win. You know, in the end, they did overcome all of the problems of the year, the loss to the Raiders and the Browns. Yeah, so what? We're in Buffalo. It's a minute left and we're tied. You know what I mean? They had a chance to, like, literally fix everything in the end, even their mistakes in the first half and being down 21-10 at halftime. I find it to be unfortunate for them because it was sitting there. The season was sitting there for them. This isn't far-fetched, and this is going to be one of those ones that if John Harbaugh still spoke to me and I was a real media member, and he gave me the warm fuzzy in Indianapolis 5 weeks from now, and we're out there scouting their 27th draft pick or whatever it's going to be, whoever they're picking, that he would say, "I'm never going to get over this one." Remember that when he came over after
Yeah.
the Cundiff thing? "I'm never going to get over this one." I don't know. It was sitting there. It really was. And it's hard to do. It's hard to get into the division game, even on the road, and be a three seed and win your division because the Bengals are going to come next year. Steelers are going to do something. I don't take them seriously at this point, but seriously enough that they could beat you in a regular season. I'll tell you that much.
Oh.
They could wreck you. But that being said, they're the class of the division. They're expected to go into this offseason and make all the right moves and the deft moves and all of that. Even so far as to take Deontay Johnson trying to steal picks and do whatever they're doing. They're doing it better than anybody. And they're still the third best team in their own conference.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of I said it in jest, but I meant it to a point. I said whoever wins this game goes to Kansas City, and the loser is relegated to head of the kids table in the AFC. I mean, that's last
You
year
know better
Buffalo.
than San Diego, or you know what I mean,
Yeah,
LA.
last year Buffalo was in that spot after they lost to Kansas City at home, and I mean it's just.
And they made hella changes, right?
Oh yeah, I mean
They
they
didn't
went.
like this, and I don't know
Well,
how this
a
is
lot
going
of
to
it was their
go, but
cap. A lot of it was their cap situation. I mean, look, changes are going to happen. I mean, and
Monken's
we'll.
going to be a coach somewhere by the end of the week or
I mean, he's
not,
got a
right?
chance. I mean, I don't know that for sure. I still,
Well, if somebody covets him, he'll be their coach by Tuesday, right? If he's their guy.
But my point is with these. I mean, you look at some of these teams. I mean, the Jets, I think, have interviewed everyone to be interviewed in the NFL. It's crazy, right? I mean, every day it's like, oh, they've interviewed so and so. Anyway, we'll see how that plays out. But that's a distinct possibility. There's no question. But Derrick Henry's a year older. What's going to happen with Ronnie Stanley? What's going to, Kyle Van Noy? I mean, you don't have, the window is wide open. As long as number eight is healthy, the window's wide open. Right, you have a chance. That's been established in the regular season. But to go back to what you said, I mean, you think about where this team has been. 2019, the playoff game, the Titans took it to them, right? They had early mistakes. Titans took advantage. Derrick Henry ran for 200 yards against them in that
Well, you
game.
failed on fourth down too. That
Yeah.
is a turnover.
But
That might as well be a strip sack,
my
right?
point is the Titans ultimately blew them out, right? 2020, think about how they lost in Buffalo. It was the end of the third quarter. Teron Johnson, 102-yard interception return for a touchdown. 22. It wasn't Lamar, and we know that the Ravens weren't long for the postseason that year. Tyler Huntley at the goal line. I mean, think about that. They were getting ready to tie the game in Cincinnati, and Tyler Huntley, for whatever reason, tries to hurdle when he's supposed to go low and fumble, return for a touchdown. You lose that game. Last year. Even though it wouldn't have tied the game, they were down 10. Zay Flowers, to start the fourth quarter. If he goes into the end zone there, who knows what happens at that point, right? I mean, not saying Kansas City wouldn't still win, but you'd have a much better chance if you score a touchdown there. And then you would have what happens with Mark Andrews. I mean, it's not just that they lose in the postseason. I mean, since the Titans loss in 19, these have been excruciating, just hold your head. Cover your eyes, like shrieking in horror at how they've lost these games. It takes a lot out of you. I think it really does. I mean, the mental baggage that, and not just Lamar Jackson, but this entire football team carries around now in terms of what's happened in January and knowing how good they've been in the regular season and being the number one seed or winning a playoff game and going to Buffalo or. I mean, it's a lot. And that's not to say they won't overcome it at some point. If you're going to ask me yes or no, do I believe Lamar Jackson's going to win a Super Bowl at some point? I'm still going to say yes, because I don't think Kansas City is going to win 10 Super Bowls in a row, right? I mean, not even Brady won that frequently. But
Buffalo can go out and win. This could be
that's the
their year.
thing, right? You have Buffalo, I
It's going to be the
mean,
Washington Commanders' year for all I know. They can go to Philly and win
man.
on
Well,
Sunday. They can.
yeah. I mean, man, that kid, he's already the best quarterback in the NFC. I absolutely believe that. He's already the best in the NFC.
Well, he has a chance to go out this week and beat a contemporary and go to the Super Bowl.
But there you go. And look, I'm not
Boy, for
really
this
be
franchise in this state teetering, and we talk about empty seats, and we talk about Chad Steele and the way the team is run and the way the team has been run through with this arrogance the last 15 years of Harbaugh all of a sudden. If the Commanders were to go to the Super Bowl next week, I saw what it did in Cincinnati. It just completely changes the money, the complexion of all of it, them trying to get a stadium down there, all of this where Steve didn't have to worry about that termite down
Yeah.
there doing anything. Now all of a sudden, they could be the Yankees of the Yankees-Mets relationship in regard to fan base money. Not that it matters so much on the field, but we live here. I don't want to see a burgundy and gold revolution. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I
Like,
mean, I
it
think
wouldn't be a
Yankees.
good time for that. And I know we have Lamar, and I'll give you that. But I'm telling you, 26 years. They've never had a prayer. They've always been like the Orioles. They were just
There.
awful.
Yeah, they were
I mean,
there.
like the Browns, they were just awful. And now all of a sudden, they're a heartbeat away from a Super Bowl, and they have a kid that you think's the best quarterback in the other league. I'm just saying, dude, the next 5 to 7 to 8 years, the Washington Commanders are going to command some fan base, some interest. It's 30 miles away, as much as I hate it. And I don't, you know, if this is, we don't talk about it. They might as well be in freaking Mars. They might as well play in Mexico City or
Right.
Monterey because of how we feel about them, right? But they're right there. And that is, it's something to behold that they are playing, that they have arisen into this place in our state that they're playing for a Super Bowl this week. That's because we're not going to talk much about it this week. So I'll just throw it in at you.
Yeah, well, and let's be clear, what we're talking about here is not people trading in their purple for burgundy and gold, but you're trying to grow a brand, right? And you have young people, you have kids, you have teenagers. And Lamar Jackson is still one of the most marketable, recognizable names in the NFL in terms of just who he is as a player. He's in that small group, and the same thing said about LeBron, right? We don't say LeBron James, we say LeBron. Lamar is the same way. Most players we refer to as by their last name. You know, we don't say Mark for Mark Andrews. We don't say Marlon for Marlon Humphrey. Like, we refer to players as their last name. Lamar is one of those first name recognizable players, right? I mean, you just say Lamar and everyone knows who you're talking about.
Mr.
So
Jackson, if you're nasty.
you know, the Yankees Mets thing, you know, and I wasn't implying that you were suggesting that it would go to that extreme, but the idea that Washington, after so many years of just being pathetic with
Well, there's a
terrible
reason to
ownership,
go now, right?
I mean, but it's just one of those, you know, it's also just frustrating from a standpoint of, you know, he's a rookie and look where they are, right? I mean it's like Joe Flacco in 2008, right? Only the difference here is go look in Joe at Joe in 2008 in that postseason run. You know, he played fairly well against Tennessee. He didn't play at a very high level in
Well,
those playoffs.
Roethlisberger did it early.
Right.
Marino did it
But
early, right?
Daniels is, you know, he's playing really well. And again, I don't want to even get into Lamar versus Jaden Daniels as players. Lamar's way better than Jaden Daniels right now. But you look at what Jaden Daniels has done as a rookie compared to any rookie in the history of the NFL at the quarterback position. I mean, my goodness, he's been a phenom. You know, it hasn't just been, oh, he's got a great defense, or oh, he's got a great running game and he's kind of along for the ride, which was kind of the case for Joe in 08 and Mark Sanchez in 09. And, you know, when you think of rookie quarterbacks, but Jaden Daniels has been the MVP of that team by a long shot. Jaden Daniels, in hindsight, probably should have gotten more MVP talk just in terms of what he's meant for his team, literally talking about most valuable.
Well, he gets to be
And
the rookie of the year.
oh yeah, and he will be. But yeah, you look at that and it's just if they get to the Super Bowl, putting aside the, you know, what it means for fans and the local, you know, just recruitment
I
of
can't
more
put that
fans.
aside, but I'll let
No,
you.
no, I'm saying put it aside for a moment, Nestor. I'm not saying that that wouldn't apply.
No, I just got
But
my feelings hurt. They're playing and we're not. That
right,
under
I mean,
that is
right.
that's effed up. I can't
That's what
believe
I'm
I just said that
saying.
out loud.
That's
The
so.
Redskins are in the championship game and we're not. That's crazy.
The last time they were in the championship game was a few months before Camden Yards opened.
I remember it
I
well.
mean, my goodness,
I was 50 feet from the bench when Thurman Thomas lost his helmet, dude.
I was 8 years old,
Donald
and
Trump was sitting four rows in front of me.
yeah. So, but again, putting aside the long-term ramifications of that, it's just frustrating to see it because it's just like if they win, which Philadelphia is going to be the favorite, and as they should be. Although Jalen Hurts' status, I mean, he's banged up. Who knows? I mean, maybe we'll be talking differently in a few days. But you just look at it, and it's just like, generally speaking, they've been so good. I mean, this where they've been the last 6 years in the regular season, it's the best 6 year run in the history of the franchise in terms of regular season, right? And wins and losses in the regular season, and two first round byes, and being the number one seed and home field advantage. I mean, the kind of things that Steve Bisciotti years ago lamented, even under John Harbaugh, in terms of wanting more home playoff games and not always being on the road and all that. They've done that, but they haven't taken advantage of it, and they haven't been the best version of themselves in January. And it's incredibly frustrating. I mean, it really is. And again, I don't know. There's no simple solution to it other than just you need your stars to play like stars, and you need to play like you play in the regular season. I mean, that sounds very simplistic. I don't know if they need to invest in a couple sports shrinks or something like that. I don't know. I mean, it's just I don't know how you account for your three-time Pro Bowl tight end dropping a pillow soft pass that would have tied the game. I don't know how you account for your quarterback who's been the best in football in the regular season over the last 6 years. He had two turnovers in the first half. Now, he made up for it. Lamar was great in the second half, but those two turnovers were a reason why they were down 11 points at halftime, and why they, to your point, they were playing uphill. Even as they got their running game going and they got back in the game, it was still, it was still, they're playing from behind. That's not easy. That's not how any team wants to play, let alone the Ravens with their ground game. So it's just frustrating. And then, to your point, you do point out what's going on in Washington and Jaden Daniels and the possibility that they're 60 minutes away from potentially going to the Super Bowl, but you had designs of being there. Man, that's a long off season. It really is. And it's frustrating. It really is. And I don't know. I can't. My only silver lining is, again, Lamar Jackson's 28, and you've got a lot of talented young players on this team that are going to be around for at least the next few years. It'll evolve. Again, what happens with Stanley? Marlon Humphrey's entering the final year of a contract. You're going to have to pay Kyle Hamilton at some point in the next year, off the next two off seasons. Same with Linderbaum. But I mean, what's it going to take other than just you got to go out and do it? And that just, it's frustrating.
Luke Jones is here. We're going to come back, talk about cleaning out lockers and off season, and more about the Bills and the Chiefs meeting in the AFC Championship game, the Washington Commanders and the Philadelphia Eagles. One of them's going to the Super
Yeah.
Bowl. Philadelphia or Washington, one of them. And I know all of you. I have all of your numbers, all of your cheesesteaks, all of your little burgundy and gold games all these years. Riggins, Theismann, all of them. We're going to hear from all of them. Might even hear from Chris Cooley before it's all over with. My youth and Dexter Manley on with the Grease Man on Mondays, and we didn't have a franchise. Nose pressed up against the glass. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. Back for more. We will continue to talk Ravens football, whether you want us to or not. We're Baltimore Positive. Stay with us.